For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Members of the highly successful Texas Tech meat judging team credit work ethic and good chemistry with recently bringing home the group's 13th national championship. Not too surprisingly, some on the outside aren't sure exactly what the team does.
So I've gotten everything from, wait, do you just eat steaks all day? Is that all you do? No, I wish I did.
Ben Mills and the 15 other members of Texas Tech meat judging team spend countless hours looking at cattle, lamb, and hog carcasses. Then they spend additional time gazing at various cuts of the meats to ensure they're ready for whatever their competition brings. That dedication led to a perfect 7-0 record during the spring and fall seasons, a mark not seen in 44 years of meat judging competitions. And along with that unblemished record, the team brought home the program's 13th national championship in November in Dakota City, Nebraska. Mills, a 21-year-old junior from Shallow Water, says the team's work ethic is partly why it does so well.
We practice starting the semester before we actually start competing. And so then we compete for a year. And so when we're practicing, we practice Friday afternoons. And then on Saturdays, we practice from really early in the morning until as long as it takes for us to finish. And that's not including our workout trips that we work out before the actual contest itself, where we'll work out from anywhere from 3 to 4 days before that as well. So it's just a lot of early mornings, a lot of late nights, and just a lot of just trying to make yourself better through just seeing as much as you can by being as coachable as you can.
This year, the team traveled in vans to competitions in Greeley, Colorado, Fort Worth, Houston, Pennsylvania, Omaha, Nebraska, Friona, Texas, and finished up again in Nebraska for the national title. The university started its meat science program in 1981 and won its first national title in 1989. It won 3 years in a row between 2011 and 2013. This year's national title came after Texas Tech outscored Kansas State. Colorado State took third, Oklahoma State got fourth, and Texas A&M placed fifth. In individual categories, the Tech team dominated, winning 5 of 7 competitions. April Molitor, a 21-year-old from Hondo, says judging beef includes looking at quality, yield, and marbling. For pork, the criteria include the animal's cutability and trimness, and in lamb, the criteria include trimness and muscling. Big competitions, Molitor says, have sparked a tradition.
Before the contest, we have kind of a tradition where you have to eat the species that you're going to be judging. So before leading up to big contests, we'll go to a nice steakhouse and everybody will eat a piece of beef or pork, really whatever you prefer, just not chicken or fish.
The team is comprised of predominantly sophomore and junior students who are interested in developing their knowledge of the meat industry. Students in any major can participate. Quick decision-making is required in judging meat, and that, says team member Maddie Ainsley, a junior from Hondo, is a skill that will serve competitors well long after they finish their 1 year tenure on the team.
You have to learn how to make a decision on the spot. You have to use reasoning and logic. Being able to make those instantaneous decisions and back it up with logic is something that you can carry in life.
Mills and his teammates also feel their involvement with the meat judging competitions will pay dividends down the road.
So it allows us to meet the people who are already in the industry that we want to go to and make those connections so that when we go and apply for jobs, we are already able to say that we know them and we already have this experience. It also allows us to put it on our resume to show them that we are willing to work hard and we're willing to put in the effort to get up early in the morning and to work late at night and to be able to get the job done whenever it needs to be done.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney on KTTZ FM 89.1, Texas Tech Public Media.